may think you know who I am. Fearless explorer of the awkward silences that surround semicolons. Your cat will jump up onto my lap and look into my face and purr. It's my twin brother, masquerading as me, who does the terrible things I get all the flack for. Like listening too long in silence to the hardness of your luck. And sang his poem, Bath Time in the Country, accompanying himself on a highly strung guitar, or it might have been a ukulele, or a banjo, or a mandolin. Sorry, Christopher, it was an increasing number of years ago. My memory isn't great, but you were. I bought your book, Adventures in the West. My life hadn't already been changed, it would have changed my life. I was introduced to the poet David Grubb. It was at a poetry reading he gave at the old Firehouse pub in New North Road. We shook hands and straight away he said, I knew the real Hieronymus Spondee. He was a poet too, but he used to knit his poems. Not like you and me, who go for spontaneity straight from the heart. Sorry, David, I love the largesse of your best work, but though I knew neither you nor the composer Malcolm Arnold when you and he were neighbours of Hieronymus Spondee in Cornwall, and the three of you went drinking together. Nevertheless, I have to tell you that I am the real Hieronymus Spondee. And whether or not I knit my poems is a closely guarded secret. Passable juggler with three balls. I used to run a slow but steady half marathon. I can't do enthusiasm, but I can do a 3-minute yoga headstand. two companions climb over a stile to safety. I can face a herd of stampeding bullocks. So they stop and stand before me. And when they start nibbling my anorak,